Now, when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear precious Blood River Radio family, thank you very much. Thank you with all my heart for tuning in. Thank you for sending enough donations to keep us on the air. I cannot thank you enough. We can't fight without that money. And thank God we're getting airtime money. That's for sure. We have to pay airtime money for you to do anything. But you're welcoming, and we've been talking, welcoming you back to, this is United States Ship of Liberty Month. As a matter of fact, tomorrow will be the 58th anniversary of the United States, of the Israel, our greatest allies in the world. They love you more than your own mother loves you. The Jews, Israel, they're the ones that attacked the United States Ship of Liberty all those years ago. And I'd like to come out and napalm the Judeo-Christians once more, especially those Southern Baptists. I'm a recovering Baptist, so I can napalm the bastards. The United Methodist people like that, I look at them, you're worse than the Jew. You're worse than the devil's officer corps. Just like Jesus looked at them in the eyes and said, you are your father, the devil. Well, you know what? I'm including you Southern Baptists and you Judeo-Christians and United Methodists, all you sons of bitches that work with these Jews. You're standing with Satan's officer corps against your own people. You damn the hell out of people like Will. You damn the hell out of people like Matt. You damn the hell out of people like me. And you're even worse than that. You're damning the people, the sailors from the United States Ship of Liberty. You're taking sides against your brother sailors and Marines that you're supposed to love so much. You give a free cup of coffee once a year on Armistice Day, Veterans Day. And then you take sides with them. Well, I'm going to repeat this because you're like a bitch dog that has a litter of puppies in the back alley, and you bite your puppies in the neck and kill them and to go over and nurse a litter of rat puppies. That's what you are. You're the scum of the earth. I despise you. Unless you can come around and repent, you're going to bust hell wide open. You can go in the Baptist, any church you want to, but you're going to bust hell wide open. And I'll just say once more time, this is USS Liberty Week. Well, U.S. Liberty Month, and now we're bringing on Matt Goodwin. I'm going to say something about Matt. Matt's my much younger brother. I rode to Charlottesville with Matt. They picked me up on, it was the 11th day of August of 2017. We wove to Charlottesville together, me, Matt Goodwin, Rich Hamlin, Gene Andrews, our other co-host, and Simon Rose of South Africa. We rode to Charlottesville together, and the next day was the 12th. August the 12th of 2017, a day that will go back, as some people say, infamy. That was a glorious day for the white people in America. The one thing I hate about it, since that day, since Charlottesville, the true people that are really the true warriors are the only ones left. And sadly, 95% of us were charlatans and fakes. I'm afraid, in cowards, because they're nowhere to be seen right now. But anyway, Matt was one of those that he's paid the price. He's lost jobs. He's contributed money. Without Matt Goodwin, there would be no Blood River Radio. And Matt, I love you like the younger brother you are. I salute you, brother. I honor you with all I have. And I'm glad you're on. I'm so glad you're back on. With that, I'm going to turn this back over to you. And you're the one of the original co-hosts. I just say again, without your hard-earned money, without your sacrificing, we broadcast shows. Matt was on the driving a damn truck. We were broadcasting live. He was broadcasting with his truck. I can't say enough about Matt. And I'm going to turn it over to my little brother, Matt, and my little brother, Will. So welcome back, Matt. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you, Eddie. It's mighty, mighty pleasure to be on with you again. And always happy to be around a brother from Charlottesville. That was our magnanimous event that, or magnificent event that echoed through our lives. Let me say this. I'm going to echo what you said about the Judeo-Christians, because I'm going to tell you, these people are the very people that are standing in front as gatekeepers. If we could get them out of the way, then we could actually shake mountains and move mountains in this country. These people are standing in the way, gatekeeping, for this synagogue of Satan that calls themselves Jews and are not, as Revelation says. And when I've got, you know, a lot of information here I want to convey about the USS Liberty soldiers, what's going on currently. And if you'll permit me, I'll just jump right into that.
Please do. Yeah. We need to go current because they're catching hell. But go ahead, Brother Matt.
As you may or may not know, there's a debacle going on that is trying to shut down the USS Liberty, the 58th reunion of these men. These heroes and sailors, who served for the American people, our liberties, there is a group of people who are trying to shut them down. And you can look no other place than the New Testament, and just like Paul was in Ephesus and the silversmiths tried to start up a cabal of people to shut him down, the same group of people is doing this to these poor sailors who serve for us and serve for our liberty. So it started with this group called Stop Anti-Semitism. And this group has been started by this woman called Leora Rez. Let me tell you about Leora Rez. She's a refugee from former Soviet Union. On her bio page, it says she has harnessed the power to create a vast network of activists who work together to identify and create consequences for those who perpetuate anti-Semitic trope, engage in insightful anti-Semitic rhetoric, and commit anti-Semitic acts. Well, let me read that again. I want to read it again. She works together to identify and create consequences for those who perpetuate anti-Semitic tropes, engage in insightful anti-Semitic rhetoric, and commit anti-Semitic acts. Let me say right off the bat, this woman is operating a business. She is getting paid to do this. They want to say like it's a non-profit organization. No, this Jew is making a business coin off of this. All right? And she stirred up controversy about this reunion that's about to happen and is actually currently ongoing right now. And who heard about this reunion except Rabbi Israel Zuberman, who lives in Norfolk, Virginia, and he runs this so-called, he's a self-called rabbi. He runs this synagogue out in Norfolk, Virginia. And he said, for anyone who has anti-Semitic views to speak at any event should alarm the entire American society. What he's talking about, there were three speakers that were supposed to speak at this reunion. And these two individuals have incited a cabal against the reunion, against these sailors, against our heroes, because they were going to, what, commit murder? No. They were going to commit robbery? No. Eddie, do you know what these people were going to do?
They were going to let the American people know, to the best of their ability, what our greatest ally in the Mideast did to our USS Liberty sailors. Yes, exactly. Yes, they were going to tell the truth.
They were going to tell the truth, and they were going to have speakers speak to them.
Yes.
That's the great sin that these people committed. They were going to have Americans speak to them about who fired on the USS Liberty, about who attacked them. And, yeah, these two people alone have incited a mob against the USS Liberty men. Now, let me read what old self-proclaimed rabbi Israel Zuberman said. For anyone who has anti-Semitic views to speak at any event should alarm the entire American society. Who does this guy think he is? He's supposedly the son of a Holocaust survivor. Okay, all of my grandparents were in World War II, and both my granddads served in the military. Okay? Does that make me the Holocaust survivor? Because they survived it. Let me just say, who does this guy think he is speaking for Americans? And by the way, Eddie, do you know where he's from? He's from Kazakhstan. That's right. He came here via Haifa, Israel, from Kazakhstan. He was born in Kazakhstan and so around the 1945. Okay, so this Jew comes to our country and tries to tell us what it is to be an American. Who does he think he is?
Well, Matt, as soon as this first break is over, I want you to come back and tell us the rest of that story. Maybe I may even tap time to say a little bit about the Holocaust, how it might have been payback. Just say if it was, which it wasn't. But if it was, maybe it was a payback. And I'll tell you why it was payback. Be right back, folks.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, let's just say the Holocaust was real, just for the hell of it. If it was, I'll say it was payback, baby, for what you did to the Christians of the Soviet Union before World War II cranked up. But anyway, going back to Brother Matt, who I'm so happy to have him on, with Brother Will, our new guy on board. So back to you, Brother Matt. Finish up what you're doing, brother.
Well, we were talking about these two Jews from the former Soviet Union who were in America telling us Americans what it means to be an American and how we need to shut down this event, who are these true American heroes, these sailors that were hurt on June 8th, 1967. And it's an abomination. So with this woman's, I want to read her quote, what she, her bio again. She's working to create a vast network of activists who work together to identify and create call consequences for those who perpetuate anti-Semitic tropes, engage in insightful and anti-Semitic rhetoric, and commit anti-Semitic acts. Well, let me just say something. If I were to say something like, I'd love to cram my fingers into their V nose and escort both of these people back to an airplane and put them on it and send them back to the first country that they get to outside of America on their way back to Kazakhstan and the former Soviet Union. I wonder which of those, is that an anti-Semitic trope, or am I engaging insightful anti-Semitic rhetoric, or am I committing anti-Semitic acts? I just want to know, Eddie.
I would say anything you can do to get a Jew the hell out of this country, you're doing good. I want them the hell out of this country.
Which those 3 points of her definition that she's doing would I be violating? I'm just curious. No, these people, they're not American at all, and they pretend to be Americans. They tell us what America, what it means to be Americans. Both my granddads served in World War II. Now, let me tell you, while my granddads were marching all over foreign lands that they didn't even want to be at, they were doing it to save these people's parents. And while they were doing that, let me tell you, what was this guy, this Israel, this self-proclaimed Rabbi Israel Zuberman, what was his dad doing? Probably hiding in somebody's basement like a coward.
Yes.
I challenge these two people. Get the message out. I challenge either of them to come on Blood River Radio, talk to me, and talk to Eddie in a formal debate about why they are more American than me and Eddie. Eddie was shipped off in God knows the gulags of the jungles of Vietnam. I mean, please tell us why we're less American than you Jews who come to our country in the last 50, 60 years and tell us what for. Back to y'all.
Well, you know what? The Southern Baptists would worship them, and I'm going to nuke the Judeo-Christians one more time. And I went to this wonderful Southern Baptist church. I've been there several times. I've tried to get an audience with their preacher. They treat him like God Almighty. I've tried to get them to, and I want them to, they will answer my phone calls. They know who I am. But I'm going to keep pressuring them. I'm trying to get them to invite one or more of the sailors. Phil Torney said he would be love to come to at least get the word out what the Jews did to their precious veterans they love so well. Oh, they'll tell you, man, Veterans Day, they do it all up. But when it comes to taking sides, if they have to pick between their veterans from USS Liberty or any other veterans for that matter, they're going to throw the veterans to the wolves every time over the Jews because they worship those damn Jews. But anyway, I'm going to say one thing about an anti-Semite before we go to Will. I guess it's, and this is true. They say when a Jew strikes you, he cries out. Jew, take a baseball bat, he'd knock your head off, he'll scream like you hit him. You know, I guess it's anti-Semitic, guys, Will and Matt, for the sailors of USS Liberty to complain when they were getting napalm, and I believe it's probably the only ship in the history of the U.S. Navy that was ever napalm, when they were getting napalm and getting their ass blown off, when they complained about that and said, hey, Jews, we don't like that. We think that's mean. If you do that, please stop doing that. That's anti-Semitic. It should be an honor to you guys. It should be an honor that your sons and daughters and people have been marched off to foreign wars to die for these stinking Jews. It should be an honor for you to be raped by these black feral animals, the gangs that these Jews turn loose on us in society. You should thank your lucky stars that you get drafted in these foreign wars like World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam. You should, if you complain about that, if you complain about anything these Jews do, if the USS Liberty sailors complain about being napalmed and having their arms and legs blown off and eyeballs blown out, if they complain about that, that's anti-Semitic. Anything you do that says, that complains about what a stinking Jew does or a stinking the Israelis do is anti-Semitic. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to throw this one thing out there. I'm going to throw it to you, Will, first, and Matt, you can respond. I'd like to ask you, precious, you alt-right bastards, what about your precious Trump that you're crowing and trotting out there? We have some people on this very network that say we need to shut up. We have a couple of people, I might name them in a few minutes, said we focus too much on the Jews. We need to stop focusing on the Jews. We need to quit dogging them. You know, we can work with them. They're our partners. May name them in a minute. And I've kind of lost my train of thought there on that. But, you know, we're not going to stop focusing on the Jews because the Jew is our number one enemy, always has been, always will be. And since I lost my train of thought, I was going to ask Will something about that. But, Will, I'm going to transfer back over to you, buddy.
You know, while Matt was talking, I remembered a story from the book of John where Jesus went to the festival and taught. And one of the things that was being said there in that passage, and specifically it was chapter 7 and verse 13, it talks about no one would speak of Jesus for fear of the Jew, that nobody would call his name for fear of the Jew. And nothing is new under the sun. It's the same playbook like we were talking about with the bloodlust of the Jews and what they did with the liberty. That's what, to Matt, what you were describing to me is just that same mechanism of they try to incite fear in our people. And the ones that haven't given up, you know, the Judeo-Christians, that's a lost cause for another time. But that remnant, those people that are still there with ears to hear and eyes to see, they want them to be so afraid. Fear is a powerful weapon, gentlemen. It's a powerful weapon. And the only thing that can overcome it is the truth. And the truth is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And once we call upon his name and we call upon his shed blood, we have nothing to be fearful of, including, and most importantly, the Jew. Because if we call ourselves Christian, we claim the name of Jesus Christ, let's see what happened in that same passage, because we find out later that those people that were at the festival would not speak openly of Jesus' name. They would not proclaim his name because they were so afraid of the Jews. Well, guess what? Jesus Christ himself walked into the festival and began to teach and preach. He had no fear of the enemy. He had no fear of the Jews. He walked right into the snake's den itself and did exactly what he was called to do. And that is the kind of action that we need from our people. That's the kind of courage Yes. that we need to show. And, you know, when you think about no one spoke for the fear of Jews, I don't think that applies to you men. I don't think it applies to a lot of us, but there needs to be more of us. We have nothing to be afraid of. You call upon the name of Jesus Christ. You know, down here in Texas, there was a famous Texas Ranger who said, a bad man can't stop a good man. As long as the good man is in the right, he keeps coming. And that's what we have to remember. We have to remain in the right for our people, and we have to keep coming. We don't let up. We don't stop. So that's what I think, Eddie.
You're on fire, brother. I remember what I was going to say. I get so wound up, I confuse myself. I was going to throw this out there after all our all-right people, who these Trump worshipers, Trump, this so-called President Trump people, he is going all out. I don't know how much legislation they're passing, but we just missed having this anti-Semitic legislation passed in the Congress, a couple of days ago, a week or two ago. Trump's pushing this stuff wide open. He's kicking people off in the United States. I have no love for these foreigners, but he's taking people that have legal visas coming here in the United States, and he's kicking them out. He's finding, listen, he's giving great penalties for being anti-Semitic, so to speak, making anti-Semitic statements. He's finding the greatest university in the United States. I don't like them, but you got to say they have the number one medical school in the world, Harvard University, probably one of the richest universities in the world. He's bringing them to their knees, withholding federal funds, putting out penalties, threatening Columbia, Princeton, Yale, Brown, University of Chicago. Places, he's telling them, you are not going to have free speech. You will not say a word about the Jews. We're going to fine you. We're going to harass you. You know, people, and don't be so gleeful about him kicking these so-called foreigners out, because, you know, we don't want those Palestinians in here. There's a lot of Christians in here. Plus, there's a lot of Christians in Palestine. But if you sit there and you go along with this stinking Jew-controlled Trump son of a bitch, if you go along with that, guess who's coming for next? He's going to come to you, people, if you say something he doesn't approve of. But, I mean, the guy, if you see the writings on the wall, they're down, clamping down us, getting rid of our free speech. And I'm telling you, I'm alerting you, this Trump is nothing but a damn Trojan horse. He's totally controlled by the Jews. Back to you, Matt.
Israel said that he's the most Zionist president, pro-Zionist president that America's ever had. And they're not lying. And they know him. They know Donald Trump. That's because they bought and paid for him back in the 90s when his businesses were failing. Okay, they know him. And they said that. And they said that even knowing what LBJ did in 1967. LBJ, up to that point, was probably the most Zionist president we'd ever had. What a corrupt piece of crap. He's the one that wanted to send our sailors to the sea in defense of our country. He wanted to send them to the sea just so that they could declare war on Egypt. No doubt he was getting funding from Israel, that piece of junk. So, listen, y'all went exactly where I was going to go with it, was for fear of the Jews. John chapter 7, John chapter 20, and John chapter 19, for fear of the Jews.
It's all through the New Testament. It's all through the New Testament. It's all through your newspapers here, your media in the United States. You don't say crap about the Jews. We got to go to our bottom of our break. It's going to be a 5-minute break. If you got to go use the restroom, get some coffee, you've got plenty of time. You've got about 5 minutes, folks. Be right back, folks.
How would would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine says a large Russian drone and missile attack targeting the city of Kharkiv, killing at least four people. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia struck with 215 missiles and drones earlier Saturday morning. Meanwhile, former Missouri GOP senator and defense expert Jim Talent says the recent drone attack by Ukraine on Russia adds further embarrassment to the Kremlin.
Russia has been exposed in many ways, or the Russian military has been exposed as a paper tiger. They can't defeat the little country on their border, lose a million men, can't conduct maneuver warfare.
Talon says the Russian military has proven to be a paper tiger.
And so far they've gained territory about the size of Rhode Island. So, you know, maybe Putin wants to reconsider President Trump's offer to come to the table with a ceasefire.
Also at townhall.com, it is something that until just recently was absolutely unthinkable. But now it's happening.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year and $2.7 billion to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A Seattle man charged with a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent and current and former football and baseball players. Authorities say the 21-year-old man was the ringleader in a series of burglaries. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. So you can get you out of pain by taking their three-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep. And join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
You Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. I was talking about Chuck Ballin before we went to the break and talking about Donald Trump. I just pulled up this article from Chuck Ballin. It says that Donald Trump following Project Esther playbook. Anybody knows anything about Esther in the Bible? That's the Christian Zionists. They worship the book of Esther, man. God knows they love their Esther. But if you scroll down here, I'm just briefly read a few sentences here and then throw back to our men on our co-host here. It says, the so-called modern civilized world is showing itself to be as uncivilized as any corrupt authoritarian society in world history. And the United States of America and Israel are leading the pack. There are no nations on the planet today that are showing themselves more bloodthirsty, more callous to mass murder of innocents, and more guilty of international war crimes, genocide, ethnic cleansing, and crimes against humanity than these two countries. And I'll say amen to that. He says, I think that Baldwin is saying, I think it is more than coincidental that over 80% of Israelis support Netanyahu's genocidal mass murder and ethnic cleansing of the people of Gaza. And get this, and over 80% of evangelicals in America do the same. Both Christian Zionism and both Judaic Zionism and Christian Zionism are eaten up with the spirit of religious bigotry, racial supremacy, being Jews, being the chosen people, hatred, war, and death. If you skip down here, fast forwarding, scrolling on down, it says, but Trump is doing much more than enabling Israelis' genocide in Gaza. And he is. He sent a record-breaking number of missiles to the Jews in Israel. And he's still doing it. Well, guess he's going to outdo that. It says he is leading the efforts to remove or silence all dissenting voices in America. That's just not all the dissenting voices for us on university campuses. Well, I don't have time to go into this because we've got two precious co-hosts on today. It says, what is Project Esther? He's pushing, this is from the Al Jazeera newspaper, And it says, what is Project Esther? The playbook against pro-Palestinian movement in the United States. It's what their playbook they developed against the pro-Palestinian movement. And that's not just students, foreign students. That's against anybody, you people that speak up against atrocities, the genocide being committed by the Jews all over the world. What you need to do, it's easy to go in there and look up Chuck Baldwin, look up Prophet. You don't even have to look up Chuck Baldwin. Just go and look up Project Esther. It's being sponsored by your wonderful President Trump. They're coming after you, people. You may be pro-Jew and all this stuff, but if you say something that the government doesn't like, they're going to get your ass too. But I was going to also say one more thing about this, and there we go. I kind of lost my old train of thought one more time. So anyway, this look that up. About the Heritage Foundation back on board full speed with the attacking the critics of Israel. So anyway, with that, Matt, bring us back, buddy. You and bring us back, then go back to Will.
When I was young, I went to a church that the pastor enacted at that time when all the Jews celebrate that play about Esther and what happened with Haman on hanging on the gallows. And that was a sacred event in history that God really was preserving the Israelites. But they love that story today because what they love and what they really hate, they love destroying Gentiles, and they hate Haman and the adversaries. And they love using that story. And the church I went to, the pastor, was doing the exact things. If this sounds familiar to anyone, it's because this has been sponsored by groups that are in love with Israel, okay, in America, acting out this play at the same time of, is it Purim or one of their holidays that where they celebrate doing this play about Esther.
Yes.
And all these churches, they have their members go boo every time Haman and his or whatever it is. And they had us doing that in this church. And now I understand that churches all over America. My mom and dad were talking to me one time, and I said, they said, oh, we're going through the book of Esther. I said, does your pastor have you screaming out boo every time you see Haman? And they got real silent. They got deathly silent on the phone. Like, how does he know that?
Oh, no.
They don't understand that these churches all across America are doing that. That same pastor at Passover had a actual self-proclaimed rabbi come in and set the table for Passover feast with a chair left for Elijah. While that's an okay learning experience outside the church needs to eradicate this kind of stuff where we put these Jews in charge of our services. This is not healthy. It's not Christendom. This is not following Christ. Hey, back to answers. Let me give you an answer. We were talking about for fear of the Jews. If these people would stop calling Jews their cousins, their lost relatives in Christ that are just going to come around, and stop being scared to name the Jew. Just say it. Just say Jew. It's very simple. Christ didn't kowtow to these people. Anyway, so a solution about it, we've got in Ephesians the whole armor of God. Put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the word, the belt of truth. I'm going to emphasize that one, the belt of truth. We have truth that we can carry around with us, and they hate truth. Even though courts in the past have tried to say truth is no defense, okay, that is a lie from hell. Truth is all of my defense. Christ is all of my defense. I've got the armor of God. We've got also the feet that carry the gospel swiftly. You know, so we've got the shield of faith. Y'all, take up the armor of salvation. Proclaim God's truth. Get it out. Don't take these Jews putting their hands around you like one did me one time. I was a young kid in Boy Scouts, and I was praying in front of a large group, a large crowd, and this guy pulled me to the side right before I get up on the podium, and he does this kind of Kabbalah mysticism. He puts his hand around my neck like he's going to throttle me, and he says, now, yes, I'm dead serious, telling you what they do. He puts his hand around my neck on the backside like my scruff, and he squeezes, and he says, son, we have people of all faiths. Just don't talk about Jesus. I got up to that podium, and I said, you all need Jesus Christ as your Savior. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's all I can say. I've got the truth. These people, they need the truth. Let's go out into the world and open up their eyes. Back to y'all.
I'm going to ask Will this. Will, next time you see, and I'm going to do the same thing. I do it all the time. Why do you think, I'm telling you guys, the next time you see, when I say Southern Baptist, that's a generic term I use for all Judeo-Christians. I'm a recovering Baptist. My grandfather was a Baptist minister. I say he didn't know any better, but that was before this so-called Scofield Bible came out. But I'm telling you guys, ask these Baptists, if Jews are Christian, what do they think about Christ? Do they know that they say that he was a bastard? He was born of a prostitute while she was on her period, and Jesus' father was a Roman soldier, and now he's in hell in semen up to his neck, and he'll be there suffering for all the time. Ask them if they go along with that, if they're good with that, and are they still going to worship these Jews over Christians? And I'll just ask them to reiterate again, what's the difference between a Jew that hates Christ, or a Muslim, or a Hindu, or a Shinto, or a Maoist, or a Taoist? At least these other religions to my knowledge, they don't hate Christ as much as the Jews. But anyway, what do you think about maybe a rhetorical question, Will? How do these Judeo-Christians how do they defend these Jews against their own people? Are they blinded by the devil, as Pastor Chuck Ball once told me?
I think that's a huge part of it, Eddie, and part of it, and understand what I'm about to say is in no defense of the Judeo-Christian church. But you had referenced the Scofield Bible and it's just you know, we know how it permeated these theological seminaries, and you know, the day of the lay preacher is a thing of the past. What you get is you get created preachers that come out and they're being taught the same things in the same ways, and kind of like what Brother Matt was talking about. That's why they're repeating the same stuff no matter what pulpit or what state you're in. So what I was going to say to that is what you were just talking about with, you know, what would they say if we told them that? I would venture to say that the majority of Judeo-Christians don't even know what the Talmud is, Eddie. You know, they don't know where that came from. They think, you know, they have been lied to, and they believe the lies right out of the pit of hell that, you know, the Jews, they just use the Old Testament. That's their Bible. You know, they don't know, what the Jews really stand for, and they don't know it because it's not being preached. It's not being taught. Kind of going back to what Matt was saying, the truth isn't being told. And that's obviously on purpose. So I don't know what they would say, Eddie. They probably would call us a bunch of liars and saying we're just making up things.
Anti-Semites.
Anti-Semite. There you go.
I think Jesus was an anti-Semite. People, we've got to take our last break of the second hour. Time is flying. Be right back, folks.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Boy, I like it. I like that soundbite. I picked that thing myself. If that's true, real power you have to take. I'm going to say something else. This is kind of maybe slightly off topic, but I know this is. We're still talking about the United States Ship Liberty, believe it or not. But so much. You know what? And I'll say this, like me getting drafted, and I've told Phil Torney this, Phil Torney being the Liberty, I just happened to get drafted. It could have been anybody. They just happened to send me across the waters. It could have been anybody. He'll agree to that. But so I say the Liberty really is bigger than the sailors. It's bigger than me. The Vietnam War was bigger than. It's a thing. If you look what's happening, what Satan is doing to this country. In the USS Liberty, the Gulf of Tonkin, which my war, Pearl Harbor, my dad's war, the Lusitania, my uncle's war, those were all just symptoms. They're just like, you might say, what's that in chemistry? They have these indicators. Like if you put iodine on a starch, it'll turn purple. It's an indicator. the big war is Satan against us. It's Satan against Christianity. The United States at one time was the greatest, probably the only Christian nation left in the world, and the Jews about they've just got that. And people, I tell you what, we're trying our best to alert the world of what's going on. And there's so much I wanted to say, but we're running completely. We've got just minutes left, maybe 8 minutes left. So with that, I'm going to shut up. And I'm having a tough time being focused today anyway. I'm so excited. And I've been through the mill the last, I'm not making excuses. I had this damn unnecessary surgery. Only, well, hell, one of them experimental drugs. It's kind of messed me up a little bit. I will be back, though, full speed. But anyway, Matt, I forgot what the hell, who was next. But anyway, we'll get back to you, Matt. Anything you can think that you want to talk about there, you know,
yeah,
about these Jews.
I missed an important point. When that guy, that guy pulled me to the side right before I spoke at that audience, the Boy Scouts, he put his hand around my neck like he's going to strangle me, and he said, you know, there's people of all faiths here. He said, for example, we have Jews here. Okay, so I think that was pertinent to the story that I missed it, but that's why I said, now looking back on it, I realize this man was doing some sort of weird Kabbalah mysticism, trying to get me to be like, trying to golemize me basically to say what he didn't, or not say what he didn't want me to say, and that's why I stood up specifically. I had to say it. Christ, you all need Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings. I reiterate that point to the audience. Y'all need Jesus Christ. Okay, accept him as your Savior before it's eternally too late. I'll give a couple verses on fear of the Jews. If you're a warrior who's timid, or if you've been beat down, like I wish the sailors could have come on today, I would tell them these verses. Listen, we got Psalm 27. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? We have Isaiah 41, you know. We have 2 Timothy, the famous verse about we're not to live in fear. So I recommend everybody to not live in fear of these people. They're going to try to do these weird things, like make you say, not say things, make you say things that they want you to say. But forget all that. Do as Christ has called us to do and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So back to you, Will.
I want to tell Will this. One thing that disappoints me, I'm going to bring this to Will, throw this back to you, and comment on what Matt says. But before we run out of time, also, I'm kind of disappointed. Maybe I hadn't walked a mile in the sailor's shoes. But I see it's very disappointing that Brother Mo Schaefer said they're going to skip next year's get-together reunion because of blowback. Well, I say that is, I mean, and God forbid, God help me. We don't need to do that. We don't know to show any inner cowardice, God forbid. We don't know need to show weakness. That's when we need to really ramp things up. I'm telling the sailors, do not bow down to these sons of bitches. That's what they want. If they shut you up, who's going to get the word out? Who's going to carry on the fight? If we can't get the sailors to keep standing up in the face of pressure, we can't get through. If we can't get Will to stand, his radio program, Blood River, if we all fold, they're damn near one already. There's not many of us left. We cannot, I don't care how bad the pressure gets, we cannot fold. But I'm disappointed in that, Will. I really am. And I was telling Mo, don't let these bastards win. Don't chicken out in front of him. He said, Eddie, I just want to live. He said, I'm so tired. They have ruined my life. They have ruined my wife's life. You can go in. There's a news clip about it. You can pull that up. And people, we saw a clip about that. How Mo Schaefer said that these stinking Jews have ruined his life. And I know Will knows what I'm talking about, and so does Matt. So Will, take off on that, brother. And anything else you'd like to respond back to Matt?
Yeah, no, and first off, Matt's just spot on with, you know, we are not made to live in fear. We're made to live in victory, and that victory comes through Jesus Christ. And we need to always have that hidden in our heart that, you know, no matter what comes at us, that doesn't leave us. But I just want to speak real quick to the liberty. I know we're getting ready to close this down as far as talking about the liberty, but I hate the idea of these gentlemen not having their annual reunion. And the reason I hate the idea of that is because 58 years ago tomorrow, the state of Israel, the Zionist state of Israel, the Jews, tried their best to murder those men, to wipe them off the face of the earth. And I hate the idea of them succeeding 59 years later, of neutralizing them to the point of where they no longer have a voice. And that's what I feel about that, Eddie, is, that is just letting them, that is the Jews finishing the job that they tried that they started on June 8th, 1967. They would be finishing the job if they were able to silence those sailors that are still with us.
You know what? And, I'll get Matt's opinion on this. If they are able to silence them and they're halfway home, brother, I don't think that people like Phil are going to, Torney, I don't think he's going to go along with that. Hopefully we can get them on maybe soon. I know Mo said he'll come on, but it's going to be a couple of weeks. We'll ask him about that, and I will strongly encourage him and us, you know, with Blood River and Will, to please don't give up. I mean, if it takes our rhetorical bones in the ground to fight these bastards, so be it. We have our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, kids yet unborn. I know that may sound like a cliche, but it's true. We have to stand up against these Satan, these satanic, these officer corps of the devil. We cannot. We have to fight for Christ. We cannot bow down to those sons of bitches. Matt.
I have a little bit more of a positive take on this. These men are trying to shut these men down, but this is the shot that's getting heard around the world. From the very first time that Admiral put those whatever he had, the Navy SARs or whatever, and he put those on the table and said, talk to me, and then he put them back on and said, now don't you utter those words, and or blah, blah, blah. That threat is gone now. And these men have been meeting for years, and their story has been getting out, and it is the shot that's being heard around the world. The Groypers all over the country were asking, why are you beholden to people that were attacking the USS Liberty? What about the USS Liberty? If you don't know the term the Groypers, it doesn't matter. The point is, these people have carried this message, and these men, even if they shut them completely down, I mean dead, cold lips in the ground, their message now has gotten out, and it is making rounds. So God bless them for what they went through. I mean, let them take joy and let it have the good effects of perseverance in their lives from their persecution. Because, you know, following Christ is all we have. And it says that if you're experiencing trials, you know, that it will create a perseverance in you and faith. And by the way, that's lasting faith to the end. So, I mean, you know, I think their shot's been heard, y'all, and it's going to carry on through the ages. And just the commission now is for each of us to carry it and not back down. Carry it in our own jobs. Carry it in our own lives. Carry it all around the community. And we need to tell people about this. So, and thank God that we know about it. Okay, because the U.S. government did everything they could to try to cover it up. They even shipped those men all over the world after the event.
Yes.
They shipped them to all different parts of the world just to separate them and keep them from talking.
Yep.
So, hey, they love to do that. Just like in the Bible when Peter and John were preaching about Jesus, they pulled them in a back room, the Jews did. They beat them and said, don't talk about that name, you know. And then it says Peter and John went back and they worshiped with the local church there, thankful that they endured the persecution. So
they had balls.
Anyway, the gospel message is that it is a manly message. I like listening to this guy, Michael Francis. He was a made mafia man, and he's come out of that life and has accepted Christ as a savior. And he said, well, if you could, he's a big time. But I'll tell you what, he's a Christian, and he said that he never thought that Jesus was a manly man until he read the Bible and realized that Jesus was the man of all men.
He was a bad dude.
There you go.
Well, Matt, hang on, don't go anywhere. Will, thank you so much for coming on, brother. I'll contact you. You contact me. It's been a delight having you on. You've met, exceeded all of our expectations. Thank you so much for coming on. Matt, don't go anywhere. I've got to speak to you. I'll contact you later. You do the same thing with me, Will. Thank you again, brother.
Nice to meet you, Will.
Hey, Matt, don't go anywhere. I got to say something.